The Folly of Government. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There was yet another healthcare vote this week, but it hardly settled the debate over what the government ought to be doing for us. And as a puzzled nation looks for guidance, we got some from casino mogul Steve Wynn.
Government has never increased the standard of living of one single human being in civilization's history.
Finally, somebody with the courage to make a clear statement about the folly of looking to government to solve any crisis. And he should know. Steve Wynn began his empire in Nevada, a state that still gets 23% of its electric power from Hoover Dam, which is run by a job-killing agency called the U.S. Department of the Interior.
The only thing that creates an increased standard of living is giving someone a job.
It is true that Steve Wynn is creating new jobs, just not here, at the moment anyway. According to Forbes, his latest enterprise is a new casino in Macau, which will cater to gamblers from all over the world, but primarily from a country called the People's Republic of China.
The biggest obstacle that working middle-class America has is government spending.
Especially when our government spends that money on stuff having nothing to do with the middle class, like trying to bring kumbaya to Afghanistan. And then it hit me. If Steve Wynn wants to invest in a country with hardly any government, how about Afghanistan? No central authority, nobody to tell you what to do, as long as you have a gun, and a landscape that looks a lot like Nevada. It's just waiting for a private entrepreneur to build a giant dam. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.